My name is Mickey Page. I am the research coordinator and farm manager at the Mid-Florida Citrus Foundation Grove, located in South Orange County.
You all had to cut back on inputs a few years ago in your grove. Tell us why you had to cut back on inputs and how much you cut back.
Number one, a lot of our researchers that we had from some of the different organizations left. They were paying a small fee to use the grove, so we had to pick up the slack all on our own right in the middle of greening. It just got to the point to where, you know, if you don't have the money, you can't spend it. That's what it boils down to. So we did a bare bones program, and it seems to be working. The grove has turned around, and it's coming out of it. Our production is right at doubled in the last couple of years now, and the trees look a whole lot better. They don't look as thin as they did. They look, you know, almost normal. Got a good fruit crop on them. I think we'll have a good crop again this year from what I see right now. One thing that I've done just kind of made sense to me was that I now put minor elements and trace elements in all my fertilizer. We put out 3 applications a year, and I also do the same thing in my spray program. Our juice oranges are only getting 3 gallons of oil per acre, and they're getting about 3 quarts of a nutritional that we get here locally, and they're doing pretty well. It seems like it's sort of working.
Tell us about how you're dealing with weeds these days.
Well, you know, we herbicided for a long time and mowed, and it seemed like the more I mowed, the more the stuff grew. But I went out and bought a disc myself, a 10-foot-pounds disc, and I use that now. I still do some mowing, but we use a disc, and it holds the weeds down a whole lot longer. It incorporates more of the organic matter back into the soil. And then I brought one of my choppers down here from back in my days in Page Grove service when I had that. I brought a 9-foot chopper down, and we chop under the tree as close as we can. And then we still do some herbiciding on young trees. And then I have an old deviner. We've used that some. My program is, if you don't have it, you can't spend it. We actually made a profit last year on the last crop from June to June. Not everybody can say that, from what I understand. We've maintained the grove, and it makes me wonder if we can maintain them long enough, can they acquire within themselves some sort of a degree of immunity to the disease. That's my take on it.
Tell us where production was a few years ago and where it is today.
Production got down on round oranges to about 125 boxes per acre. And now we're running more like about 3 or a little better on round oranges. And we didn't have any fruit drop last year at all. None. And that was an improvement, too. We were having a lot of fruit drop prior to last year. So.
And what about your costs? You've gone from what kind of expenses to what you're spending now?
Well, not counting my labor myself, we've gone from about $1,800, $2,000 per acre down to somewhere probably closer to around $1,000 or less per acre. And a lot of it has to do with no herbiciding, or at least not herbiciding the complete band under there. The fertilizer, we've maintained our fertilizer pretty well. But I really believe in the minor elements and the trace elements in both the fertilizer and in the spray program.
For Southeast AgNet, I'm Ernie Neff.